Now, the PM surprise, general election 2017, Chris Mason desk of election news with Chris Mason, tonight with Chris Mason.
So let the masochistic marathon begin. The pedometer, mileometer and yes, speedometer have all had a workout already, thanks very much. But now the party leaders embark on a geographical endeavour designed to exude their political machismo. You know the thing, Dundee, Ipswich and Bude, all within the hour. A mild exaggeration, but not much of one. National security, of course, remains a massive issue in this campaign's closing hours. The Foreign Secretary and former Conservative London Mayor Boris Johnson after the current one, Labour's Sadiq Khan.
If they carry through with their plans, we could be losing between 3,000 and 12,000 additional officers, and it's not sustainable.
Police numbers in London have remained high. Secondly, we protected police budgets in 2015, but all that argument detracts from the responsibility of these scumbags of what they have done, and we should not allow that to happen.
And here is the Prime Minister.
These are attacks on our way of life. The British people have shown their resilience and their defiance in the face of the terrorists. I want to see people going out to vote, because I think that is a very important message, that our democracy will not be deterred by the terrorists.
Let's head to Telford in Shropshire next, the hometown of Jeremy Corbyn.
Everywhere we go, the crowds get bigger. People are determined to show that this election can be won by Labour, but we're also offering something very different to the Conservatives. We're offering hope, they're offering something else.
And to Aberdeen, SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon.
We have an opportunity in Scotland to send a real message about the kind of country we want to be. Theresa May's on the ropes in this election. It's no longer inevitable that she'll get a bigger majority.
Tonight's desk comes live from Salford Quays, the location for Breakfast TV's Al Fresco election special this morning. June the 6th, after a month of plenty of vitamin D heading down from the Mancunian skies. And yet this morning, under a tent with no sides and alongside one of those television fruit bowls containing impossibly unblemished fare, a bone-chilling, damp shiver-fest of a 3 hours weather-wise. The programme was brill, though. Anyway, after defrosting, I headed the short distance to Cheadle, a seat the Conservatives nabbed from the Lib Dems 2 years ago and Tim Farron wants back. Incidentally, he'd already been to Southport, then he went to Sheffield, and he's in Wales this evening. The Libs hoped Brexit and being distinctively pro-European would be their plump electoral goose. But, I asked, had it turned into a turkey?
My motivation for saying the British people should have the final say on the deal is basically wanting to be able to look my kids in the eye in 30 years' time and say, I did everything I could to protect your future.
But has it fallen flat?
Well, wherever you go, there's clearly difference of opinion. I think that Brexit is of huge importance to some people.
He said, without saying in as many words that plenty of others may have said they're not that fussed anymore. Former leader Nick Clegg adds,
it's the first election campaign, and I've fought a fair number of them now, where the biggest issue of the day is not meaningfully debated at all.
A pithy reaction from Labour's Alan Johnson after Conservative Sir Eric Pickles.
It's impossible to have this kind of debate in an election campaign because you have to keep your cards close to your chest, because this is the biggest deal outside war.
There's a lot in that. I agree with that.
Next, the Green Party want a day off. In fact, they all want us to have one and do a four-day week. Co-leader Jonathan Bartley.
100 years ago, Henry Ford, you know, said, let's have a five-day working week. And everyone said, yeah, you can't do that, but it's become standard. We're heading into a few decades' time, this idea of automation, where there's going to be large amounts of job losses. At the same time, we know that we're getting stressed out in Britain. We work some of the longest hours in Europe. They take some of the longest sick pay. There's a huge burden on the NHS.
And if the four-day week ever happens, perhaps the party would spend it on the pop. Keeney Greenies in Bristol are embarking on a canvassing pub crawl through the city today. A lot of political conversations happen in pubs, they say. Rather a lot more, they hope, tonight. Now, we have heard it already, but it is too good, so we're going to play it again. We end with the Prime Minister talking to ITV's Julie Etchingham.
What's the naughtiest thing you ever did?
Oh, goodness me. I'm not quite sure.
Ooh, the suspense. Stand by.
I have to confess, when me and my friends sort of used to run through the fields of wheat, the farmers weren't too pleased about that.
What a tinker. Anyway, our final breathless dash across this electoral political plain, this time tomorrow.